Hallelujah. We ought to have that. Nothing wrong with having that. It's right. Raham. A deep-seated affection of His love. That's why I began initially dealing with a young man. Don't seek out a strange woman, because that is not the Ahava of Yah. Daughters of Zion, don't give your teeth to the world to allow the world to press it and bruise it. Don't do that. For in that we find the very centrality of the seat and the shape of love. So David, that we said, I will raham you, O Yah, with my strength. I'll have a deep love. It will be compassionate. It will be a strong love for you, Yah. It will be one of tenderness with affection toward you. Hallelujah. Tenderness, the touch. And you sense tenderness by the touch, don't you? Hallelujah. You sense that by the touch. And so you allow Yah to work in your hands. Yah, help my hands to be tender. Hallelujah. And to be tenderly affectionate. I don't want a cold wife. I don't want my Abba to be cold. I want her to be tender. I want her affection to be tender. I want to sense that. Hallelujah. And if you're rough, you have no tenderness, then your tender affections, it will be displayed in a roughness. So you allow Yah to just break you and cut you up. That's all right. He's cutting us, Tore Yah. That's all right. That's all right to be cut. I'd rather Yah cut me. Hallelujah. I'd rather that sword cut me, because He has the healing balm in Yeshua. I know He's going to heal me. He may cut me up, but He will sew me up. That's all right. So cut me. Don't stop, Yah. I want to walk in His disciplines, because in this we're going to find the eternal comfort of Almighty Yah. Let me move quickly. It says here in the Psalm of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, in Shir HaShirim, in the first chapter, I want to move quickly now. Chapter 1, verse 9. Hallelujah. This is a very intimate, compassionate love here. It's intimate. And it's based upon the intimacy of friends. See, husband, you must be a friend to your wife. Wife, you must be a friend. So is Yahshua our friend? She says here, she says, I have compared you in Song of Solomon 1:9. I have compared you, O my Raya. Not only are you my lover, but you are my friend. Not only are you my companion, but you are my intimate companion. She says, I have compared you, O my love, to the company of horses, the Pharaoh's chariots. Do you think that Pharaoh's chariots, that the horses were not well taken care of? You go and see how they treat these thoroughbreds. You're talking about horses that sell for $20 million, $25, $30 million. They live in palatial palaces. They live in palatial palaces. They're not like that thing out here we got for little Nathan. But they live in palatial palaces. The stores are more Spartan than homes. That's how they live. They live in air-conditioned buildings and they're cool and they bathe two or three times a day. They're not overtaxed. They're fed the premium foods. Sure they are. And so she compares her great companionship to him as Pharaoh's chariots, his horsemen, how he took care of them specifically. And that is what the Ahava, this Raya of Yah, it will take care of one another. When you truly have that, you will take care of each other. Does not Yah take care of us? Because He expressed unto us this Raya, this love that is of great companionship. It is a love of that's based upon His friendship toward us. And He is intimate. When you're intimate, He wants you to lie in His bosom. And He will lay His head in your bosom. That's intimacy. You can feel the heartbeat. He wants to feel your heartbeat. He wants that, brothers and sisters. Because that is how He loves us. That is how He cares for us. Now, Scripture shows us in Yeshkel, Ezekiel. I want to show you the kind of love that we call love. This is how we are. And this is an expression, a halabah. Ezekiel 23:11. It says, hear this. It says here, and when her sister Ahalabah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love. Agawa. She was more corrupt, and this is what kind of love we call love here, this agava. Agava. It is a love, it is based upon lustfulness, to have inordinate affections that are not based upon what Yah commands us. So we love the world more than we love Yah. We know what kind of love this is. We become a friend to the world. We are more friendly to the world. And we show a friendly love to them more than we do to Yah and Yisrael. We know what we are walking in. It's a lustful love. It is not the love of Yah, brothers and sisters. Yah loved the Tzaddik, and he's angry with the wicked. He's angry with the wicked every day. Who are the wicked? Those that defy the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. They defy his Torah. So this inordinate love, this love is inordinate. It is out of whorem. Then she, in her whorem, more than her sister, in her whorem. It's based upon whorem. And what is whorem? It is a rebellion. It is an inordinate desire that one turned their mind away from Yah, and they began to be satisfied with things that are sensual, worldly, and earthly. Now that is not love. Not one bit at all. It is not the Ahava of Yah. He has traits of his love that ought to be expressed in us, because it is expressed in him toward us. And because we have allowed our breasts to be bruised by the world, then we have lost the perspective of his pure Ahava. So we need the healing of Yahshua. That's what we need, the healing. He sent forth his word, and it healed them. So he sends forth his word to heal us, brothers and sisters. Just receive it. That's what he does. He sends forth his word to heal us. And that's what he does. To send forth his word to heal Yisrael. David tells us, listen quickly into Helium 73 and verse 23. We'll read a couple more verses. I'm going to conclude. There's so much more to this, but I want to read this. In Psalms 73:23, Yah says, as David speaks unto Almighty Yah, Tehillim 73:23, he says, nevertheless, I am continuously with you. Now I know what he says, you have holden me by my right hand. Now this is, I know what this word holden says, but it expressed the ahaz, the love of Yah. It is one that he takes hold to us, and he sees, and he takes possession. You've seen those that say they love and they're very possessive. They don't want to let no one out of their sight. Yah says, I take hold to you. I'm possessive. I don't want you out of my sight because I'm holding you with my right hand. I have you in my peripheral. I don't want you out of my sight because I care for you. Now that's what that is. I bless him for that. Come on, it's like the wife when the husband leaves in the morning. That she can't wait for him to get home because she's beholden. She wants to see him. Just hold my hand. Just touch me. Hug me. Just give me a little kiss. Hallelujah. That ought not to be strange among us. We ought to act that way. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We ought to do things like that. Yeah. You should not be compelled to do that. Yeah. It should be a natural occurrence. Yeah. It should just happen. Yeah. It should not be something that is a performance. It is just a natural flow that shall come from us. Come on. Have we been that bruised? We can't move beyond that. You know something is wrong. Well, he may not, but that's all right. He may not know how to accept it. You got to understand that. It is still right to do. Well, she, you don't understand. Well, you don't understand what the word of Yah says. We just be faithful and obedient unto what he commands. Hallelujah. This is for us. Hallelujah. It is for His people. I want to close here in Bereshit. Genesis 43:30. There's much more to this, but I want to close because of time. It says in Bereshit, Genesis 43:30. In this verse here, it talks of Yosef. It says, and Yosef made haste. Look at this. For his emotions did yearn. For his emotions did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into the chamber and wept there. This kama, it is a love of such deep affection with such passion that it sensed the need of great pity. And that is what Yosef showed for his brothers. His heart was so passionate with deep compassion for them that he had to find a place to weep. That is what Yah has for his children. That's the heart of Yahshua, that it weeps for the comfort of Israel. And Yosef, because he was in the position, he provided for the whole house of Israel. He looked for a place that he may yearn. I know that it says that, but it expressed the essence of the love of Yah, of deep affection. It's one thing that the English vernacular, we say the word love, it encompasses everything, but not in the Hebrew expression. It has the beauty, it shows us the beauty of what love is. That is why the language was a pure language. It shows the expression of the intimacy of Yah toward Israel. And that is what has been lost in the translating of the grammar in the English vernacular. And so we must study, brothers and sisters, to understand the depths and the intrinsic nature of this truth, that we will have the same kind of yearning for Almighty Yah. It will be a deep affection that we want to seek Him face to face. May Yah enrich us all. I'm going to stop there. There's more, but I will stop here tonight. May He enrich us all and strengthen us in Yahshua's mighty name. And let us have this pure, not what the Greek says, agape, but the ahava, the ahab of Yah in our lives. And we can grow with great understanding of this ahava when we have a great delight in keeping and reverencing the commands and the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. He will bless you. So remove yourself from your emotional stagnated, hardened self and begin to allow the ruach of Yah to flow in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the healing process will begin. I don't care what you did yesterday or the day before. For this is a renewed day that we have in Yahshua. And His healing balm is spread abroad in His bayat. For what reason? Because I needed this. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich you. Shalom Yisrael. Bless you all tonight. Those that are listening by live stream, may Yah barak you. May strengthen you. Hallelujah. May He cause His shalom to rest upon you mightily. Bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all, my brothers. Be encouraged. I am. In all things we do, barak you, our Abba. We bless you for Yahshua. Bless your people, I pray. We ask in Yahshua's mighty name, protect all of them, Yah. Our friends and our visitors and all who come. Bless them all, I pray. In the mighty name of Yahshua, we do ask. And Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.